Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in Radio DMG may or may not be the views and opinions of the DMGI's family of sites. All music used in this podcast is the property of whoever made it, and no copyright infringement is intended. God bless this albatross, and hold on tight for the awesome you're about to receive.
It's good to be the king.
Welcome to the latest edition of Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley. Today's date is March 10th, 2011, and we're going to get right down to it. Radio DMG is meant to be a show that shows up every week or so, at least some type of new content every week, and we're going to cover all sorts of different things and have all sorts of interesting little features. Now, I've got several other music features. We're going to be covering a convention coming up soon. If there's anything interesting audio-wise, you'll get to see it, or rather, hear it. And we're also going to be going through a couple new things about what's going on with the site, etc., etc. But let me go ahead and get the introductions out of the way. My name is Philip Wesley. Today's a nice, brilliant day here in the Mile High City. And I am the mile-high mouth, if you will. And we're going to go ahead and bring you our first feature. Well, our first feature today is the Newsity. And I'm going to go ahead and cue up our brand new Newsity theme. And welcome back, and here is the Newsity for today. Actually, this is the Newsity for several weeks. Rather, several days. I mean, several days of Newsity. Oh my god. Anyways, this is the Newsity for the 10th of March, 2011. Now, let's see. Well, let's start out with a little bit of Japanese news. If you're in Japan, you should be in Akihabara on the 29th of March. Capcom has an event planned called the 3DS X versus Capcom Premium Demo Event. The event will have a few demos of 3DS titles available. The released Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, the unreleased games, 3DS, I'm sorry, the unreleased 3DS games, Mega Man Legends 3 Project, and Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D. The event takes place from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Bell Sal event space in Akihabara, and admission is free. So, if you're in Japan, in Akihabara, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., near the Bell Sal, that's BellSalle, event space, on the 29th of March, go check it out. It's free, it's neat, it's the 3DS. Now, let's get back to GDC. Now, I think we might have mentioned this before, but there was some NGP news out of GDC, and it's pretty amusing. Here are the two things that came out about the NGP at GDC. The NGP is nowhere near the PlayStation 3 quality in terms of processing. In fact, it's nowhere near the Xbox 360. I don't really care so much about that news or about that because it's not so much that it doesn't really matter how powerful the system is as long as the games are fun, right? And then the second one is apparently there isn't any onboard storage on the unit and it will be using a brand new memory stick format along with the Sony NGP cards. So the NGP will ship with less space on it than the PlayStation Portable Go. And I have to say, I think that is a big mistake. Speaking of the PlayStation Portable Go, some retailers are reporting that they are unable to order them in. So, you see, the PSP Go is to the PSP 3000 what the Game Boy Micro is to Game Boy Advance SP, a really neat idea that plays less games in the system than the previous system in the same family line. So it's a limited version of it. And I also forgot to mention that effective in March in the United States, the PlayStation Portable 3000 had a price drop. You can pick up the normal PlayStation Portable 3000 for $129.99 MSRP, or many of the different bundles like the Kingdom Hearts one or the God of War one for $149.99. Now, if you're one of those people who doesn't own a PlayStation Portable 3000 or a PSP Go, you're missing out on some pretty good games. I recently picked up Resistance Retribution again because it's close to 3DS Resident Evil games in its type, and I figured I should play a little bit of it to get used to what I'm going to be expecting from Resident Evil on the 3DS. Getting back to 3DS, the 3DS game Devil Survivor Overclocked has over 20,000 voiced words according to Atlas. That makes it the most voiced Atlas game ever. Atlas USA is working on getting it localized for the United States for release this summer. So if you love the DS version and you're looking forward to the ridiculous amount of voice acting, the extra plot, the extra day, and more, well, you'll like it. It'll probably have Crispin Freeman and Lauren Bailey in it. Everything does these days. But yeah, I'm totally nabbing that one this summer, and I got a preliminary release date list from GameStop, so it looks like Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor Overclocked will come out on the 2nd of June. June. The 2nd of June. Unfortunately, it looks like it's listed here at the same time as The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D, which you don't want to be a 3DS game coming out on the same day as The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D. Oh, I've got some news on The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D, which is why it's our graphic, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But first, back on to those Media Create stats we had in the last episode. They were for only half of a proper sales week, so you can take that as you will. And I think I'm going to leap ahead a little bit here and talk a bit about what came out at GDC about The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D. Now, in a video at GDC, it was confirmed by the news blog Conservative New Media and then reconfirmed by IGN and other sources. So, I'm pretty sure it's true. It looks like after you beat The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D, you can unlock The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D Master Quest. Master Quest is the remixed version of Ocarina of Time that was supposed to be released on the doomed 64DD attachment. Instead, it ended up being included with The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time as a pre-order bonus for Wind Waker. It features tougher puzzles, tougher dungeons, enemies, and other remixed content inside of the familiar Ocarina of Time storyline. Not bad if you ask me, especially since the GameCube disc for this is going for over $100 on Amazon. The game will launch at about $40 here in June, apparently June 2nd. and it will be wonderful. Have improved graphics, music, controls, the addition of Master Quest, a few more surprises. Oh, and 3D without glasses. Speaking of that whole 3D without glasses deal, I've been going to different events. Like, we went to Toys R Us for the because they had a buy one, get one sale on Pokemon Black and White. So when I picked that up, I did a little impromptu survey with some of the people that were there at the launch, and also some of the people who were there at the Pokemon Mall tour. And I think that a lot of people, like people who worship at the feet of Michael Pachter, think that nobody cares about 3D. They're like, Ebert must be right, or this guy here who is probably going blind over the years says, well, you can't really focus on like one thing on there. It's not going to work ever. 3D, it's a fad, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let me tell you something about that. The Nintendo 3DS is a big deal, and the 3D is a big deal on it. For one, it requires no additional glasses. Two, it has a small enough screen to avoid spatial displacement. And three, it's affordable compared to, say, trying to do a similar setup, which would still have glasses, on, say, Mortal Kombat 9 or Killzone 3. And I know there are people who are like, well, I never thought when I was playing games back in the Stone Age, throwing rocks at people and stuff, I never thought games like Streets of Rage or so, or Super Mario Brothers, need to be 3D. You know what that makes me think of? It sounds like people who are like, with what color? Bah, we don't need color on television. What's that going to add to it? We have black and white sets. Pah. Oh, what? Radio you can see? Why would you need to see radio? This television thing will never catch on. It's a fad. Books with pictures? Ugh, nobody wants to see what's being written about. They just want to read it. Ah. No. Those people are behind the time, and they will be relegated to the dustbins of history. Yeah. But let's get back to... let's get back up here on the diagram a little bit. Okay, we had, let's see, we mentioned the Media Create stuff, but oh, I also forgot to mention that I had the latest Nintendo Power issue in. Actually, I got it a couple weeks back, and I just forgot to mention it, because I was too busy setting up stuff for Radio DMG, and too busy with other things like getting kicked out of malls and things. So, there is the latest issue of... Nintendo Power. It's got a Street Fighter on the cover, Street Fighter 4 3D edition, and it's got a huge 2-page spread on an upcoming DSiWare title called Ika-chan. It's about being a squid. Has nothing to do with Attack Squid Girl Ika-chan, which kind of sad that doesn't. That's a great show, but yeah, you can swim freely and stab things with a pointy hat. Oh, and it's designed by the same people who did Cave Story. By the same person who did Cave Story. Studio Pixel. Anyways, it has a similar art style as well to Cave Story. So it's got a NES or NES, if you're daft, style graphics. So, they didn't say when it's going to be released, but I'm guessing they'll have that up and polished sometime before May. Probably April. That's what I'm thinking. Probably around April. They also had their end of the year voted awards came in. Actually, there's a lot of award stuff on this particular thing that we're going to be talking about. Nintendo had their Reader's Choice Awards, Nintendo Power, and I'm only going to read off the stuff where portables won. So that was Best DS Game, Dragon Quest IX. Best DSiWare Game, Shantae Risky's Revenge, of course. Best Nintendo DS Graphics, Shantae Risky's Revenge. Best Adventure Game, Cave Story. It beat out even some WiiWare titles in there, too. Best Role-Playing Strategy Game, Dragon Quest IX. I don't know, I think that might be a little debatable. Best Puzzle Game, Professor Layton and the Unwound Future. Best Story and Writing, 9 Hours, 9 Persons, 9 Doors. Best New Idea, WarioWare Do It Yourself. And the Finish Strong Award for the Best Endgame Story Play Content, Professor Layton and the Unwound Future. Just to avoid going into any spoilers on that, I think they gave it to the perfect game for that because stuff gets real at the end of that game. It's awesome. If you haven't played through the Professor Layton games, do yourself a favor, pick them up and play through them. Great story-wise. Well, the first two are okay, but the third one, kind of like Trials and Tribulations in Phoenix Wright. Oh, wait, yeah, I think the third one's Trials and Tribulations. Kind of like how the last case in Trials and Tribulations justifies the entirety of the series. Also has the best prosecutor ever, Godot. He's my hero. They also handed out some scores for their hot Nintendo DS games, and I'm going to go ahead and read some of the highlights on that. They gave Pokemon Black and White a 9.0. Giannis Sisters DS got a 9.0. Deblob 2 DS got an 8.0. Okamadan got an 8.0. Radiant Historia got an 8.5. Dragon Quest 6 got a 7.5. Monster Dale, which is from the people who did Henry Hatsworth and the Puzzling Adventure, got an 8.0. The next Nintendo Power will have a front page article on Resident Evil, The Mercenaries, and I'm thinking that will hit in July or August in the United States. In fact, let me check this real quick. Yeah, this GameStop printout says the 6th of July. So, I guess we can take that as we will. I kind of hope so. I mean, if Resident Evil in July, thanks. Of course, they have a whole ton of stuff listed for August because they don't have a definitive date for it yet. That's Mario Kart 3D, Animal Crossing 3D, Paper Mario, Star Fox 64, Super Mario 3D, Kid Icarus Uprising, and then like Pet Zombies in 3D and Face Cart Photo Finish. They've got a whole bunch of stuff listed for like the same day near there, and there is no way ever that Nintendo would relaunch so many titles like Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, Star Fox, Super Mario, and Kid Icarus all on the same day. I'm guessing Kid Icarus will be an August title, and Super Mario for the 3DS will be a December title, just to tide us over and make our Christmas bright. So, yeah. But yeah, it's going to be a good summer. It's going to be a good year, especially for the portables. Oh, by the way, in Europe, they're saying the NGP will definitely launch in Europe. Well, that's Sony of Europe saying that, so yeah, I guess we can just file that into rumors. Oh, 2012 will be an interesting year, apparently. Resident Evil 5 hits theaters September 14th, 2012 in 3D. I don't know what they're going to call it at the end. Can they call it Resident Evil 5 Overkill? Actually, I kind of hope they call it that. It would be great. Resident Evil Overkill. I have the first three on like Blu-ray and PSP UMD. I don't actually own them on DVD. I'm still waiting for a good sale to pick up the fourth one. After the first one, which was a great little horror movie, they started just to become kind of action-y, cheesy schlock, and I started thinking, well, these are popcorn movies, and these are fun little action things. That's really all they are, action films. But I guess we could line up for that one. I know a lot of people will. But over here, anyways, I don't know when it's coming out in Japan, so... for Japanese fans of Phantasy Star Portable 2 Infinity, which is the recently released title we mentioned last time, the one that outsold Professor Layton at the because it launched like the same day as the 3DS. Well, you can order a Japanese Pizza Hut pizza and get a code for downloading a pizza weapon in the game. I know, it's great. You just order a pizza from March 7th to March 28th and download your weapon on March 29th. And get a little coupon voucher with the little code with your pizza. So, they're encouraging you to, I guess you could probably venture outside to do it. But if you're a proper Japanese citizen, you're going to order it in to your tiny little apartment and eat that pizza and stare at the code and cry over the fact that you are a sad, reclusive shut-in who ordered pizza in the hopes that maybe the delivery person would be cute, but at least you can console yourself with a pizza weapon and Fantasy Star portable to infinity. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, let's see. Oh, there was the 2010 PlayStation Network Gamer Awards were announced too on the latest episode of PSN Pulse, which you can download off of PlayStation Network for the PSP. They mentioned they had like a little gamer's choice thing going, and there were two categories that had to do with the PlayStation Portable. The best PlayStation Portable PSN game was God of War, Ghost of Sparta, and the best PlayStation Portable mini game was Age of Zombies. Yeah, Oh, they announced those in that episode, and they also had an interesting little tidbit there. They mentioned that the PlayStation Portable 3000 dropped in price, and that there are over 500 PlayStation Portable UMD games available. Considering that there are almost 330 PlayStation Portable UMD games online, they have about 200 or so titles to go. There was also a huge amount of old Disney PS1 games added to PlayStation Network recently, all of about 3 or 4. They tried to make it look larger by renaming some of the ones that were previously up there. And I'm like, really? I write this list. I can tell when you're trying to change things on me. Bah. So, it looks like that, well, we've got all these Disney games up there. We have all sorts of Square games. So, maybe Tetsuya Nomura is right, and Square Enix and Disney have nothing to do with Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep not being on PlayStation Network. If I may quote some horrible, horrible reject of time who's probably crying in a gutter somewhere, Anyways, if I may quote somebody familiar to Sony and the PlayStation brand, Sony, when it comes to PlayStation Network, step up your game. This weekend, we're going to be covering Anime Land Wasabi 2011. So that should be interesting. Hopefully lots of good pictures of cosplayers with Squishy. It's at like the Red Lion Hotel down here in Southeast Denver. And it's this weekend, the 11th through the 13th. And if you're at a different convention, like say PAX East, which is also this weekend, you should check out the 3DS. Nintendo will be there at PAX East with these Nintendo DS games, sorry, 3DS games available to preview. Steel Diver Kid Icarus Uprising, Pilot Wings Resort, Nintendogs Plus Cats, and The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D. If you happen to be at PAX East, can also check out LucasArts' Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, Tecmo Koi's Dead or Alive Dimensions, which apparently is coming out April 17th. Can't wait for that one. Apparently April 17th, according to this list. Capcom's Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition and Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D will also be there for your playing perusal. Nintendo also announced their 3DS tour in the U.S. Let me go ahead and bring up Nintendo's press site here. Come on. Ugh, the internet. It's slow. Oh, by the way, Pokemon Black and White sold a heck of a lot of copies. And that's good. People still love them. Yes. Oh, here's the demo tour dates. Okay, the demo tour dates will be starting in March 11th. They'll be offering sampling opportunities at over more than 40 locations in cities nationwide. Okay, let's see. They're also putting out demo pods that are scheduled to appear at the following locations: New York City, Grand Central Terminal, Vanderbilt Hall, West Side, running March 11th through 30th. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Chicago Citigroup Center, race entrance to the Ogilvie Transportation Center, running March 11th to April 3rd, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., San Francisco, Pier 39, Main Entrance Plaza, running March 11th April to April 3rd, Monday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Los Angeles, Third Street Promenade, 1300 block, running March 11th to April 3rd, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They'll be showing off the Mii Maker application, Asphalt 3D, Star Wars, Lego Star Wars 3, Madden NFL Football, Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, Steel Diver, Pilot Wings Resort, Nintendogs Plus Cats, and, they'll also be putting out, let me see if I can find where this 40 locations is. It says 40 locations in cities nationwide starting March 11th. So I'm guessing some of, I'm not really sure. The pods that I mentioned before are something completely different from the other 40 locations. So until they specify more on that, we're just going to have to be left in the dark about it, which is kind of sad, but, the Nintendo 3DS is going to launch pretty soon anyway, so we'll probably see demo kiosks at our local Best Buy or GameStop soon enough. We can wait a little bit to see it, right? I know, the waiting is the hard part, but carry on, my wayward friends. Let's see. Ooh, looking through this list. Let's see if there's anything new in here. Oh, apparently, I should mention also that Pac-Man and Galaga Dimensions will be out on June 8th for 3DS. And most of the prices for all these titles are $29 to $39.99. There are a couple games, like Balloon Pop 2 3DS. I know, sounds like a Majesco title, that are coming in at $19.99. So I don't think that the $40 price tag is going to last. I think that we're going to see a lot more games, especially closer to this fall, hitting and launching at around the $34.99 mark and at the $19.99 mark. $19.99 mark for the shovelware, Majesco and THQ type style deals, and then $40 for like the more fancy schmancy titles, and then $29.99 to $34.99 for other titles. So yeah, prices seem to be, I suppose, fair. But that's it for the newsity. So let's return you to your regularly scheduled DMG Ice, Radio DMG, Newsity. Or let's not. Actually, I was going to go ahead and launch off some new sections, but I'm still working on finding theme music for some of them. So, you'll have to wait for our next episode of Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, and I'm signing out for this March 10th, 2011. This is Radio DMG. Thank you for listening.